Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
The founders of Nine launched their business just over a year ago to address a major hygiene challenge in India. The country has a menstruating population of 355 million girls and women, with more than 80% of them using homemade hygiene solutions on a monthly basis. This keeps most girls out of school for up to 20% of their year, and the lack of access to menstrual hygiene is the fifth biggest killer of women in the world. Nine's goal is to give girls and women a cost-effective, high-quality, comfortable product. They've invested hundreds of millions of dollars to do so, building a factory, educating the population, and expanding its footprint across India. This week on the show, my guest is Gaurav Bothwal. He's a partner and director at Nine, and he's also a serial entrepreneur working with construction, real estate, textiles, and apparel manufacturing. And he joins me on the Make It Right podcast from India. Welcome to the show, Gaurav.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks a lot.
It's great to speak to you, and I am really interested in your growth story and how the whole company launched. Give me briefly a background on your personal career background so I understand how you fit in the picture here.
Yes, definitely. So definitely it's a family-owned business, and the best thing is that all the young blood is looking after the sanitary napkin business. So briefly, I'll tell you, our family has a business of textile unit. We do some dyeing and processing, and we have a manufacturing facility that is almost 25 years old. And that has given us a very good exposure into manufacturing. And further 10 years back, almost a decade back, we launched a mouth freshener brand called Shuddh Plus in India. And within 7 years, it was among the top five brands in India. So we have developed a very big brand. So, you know, together, when we talk about the manufacturing in textiles and brand building in the mouth freshener business, it gave us a very good opportunity to diversify into this category of paper business, which is sanitary napkin and baby diapers.
So, okay.
Yeah, it was more or less like we have some manufacturing and brand building experience from our past businesses that really inspired us to get into this.
Okay, so you're also doing baby diapers?
Not really, not right now, but soon we are going to launch.
Okay.
Napkins.
Great. So let's talk about this first year in business for Nine. You've made some great strides. What has the company accomplished?
I'm very glad to share that I can strongly, in fact, say that Nine is one of the India's fastest growing brand for sanitary napkins category. We are the first Indian brand who got such a good response from market. I know the stories of Indian manufacturers, even good business houses, those who have good experience in FMCG markets, but they have not been able to survive in the paper business. And we have got exceptional growth rate for the last year. There are many factors. I'll tell you one by one. So basically, it is the right product which we have to make for the Indian consumers. And then it's the great distribution channel which you have to create in India. So for that, you need the right sales team. So we bought very good experts from this category, experts from sales, from production. We got people, we hired distributors who are very experienced and cash rich, who somehow believed in our vision and invested in us. And together we created a very good brand. And we are currently serving in 10 states in India, which is mostly the northern part. The north part, where the population is very high as compared to the South India. But at the same time, the penetration levels for sanitary napkins is the lowest because the illiteracy and that is the biggest factor in north part of India. So, you know, there's still awareness when we talk about the awareness of menstruation and about usage of sanitary napkins. It's very, very, very less. So, on an average, when we say only 18% ladies in India are using sanitary napkin, I would say that not even 10% of them are using in north part, and more than 25-30% are using in the western and the southern India, Indian part. So together it's a mix of 18%. So we decided to get into the state where we have the population, we have more opportunity to create new customers, because the subject is very typical, and you know, it's not very easy to move consumer away from a brand which they have been using for last 20-30 years, because it's just the multinationals who have used it for a very long time.
So is Procter & Gamble, would they be?
Yeah, it's P&G and J&J who have lasted for like 30 years. And they have enjoyed the entire market share. More than 90% of the market share belongs to these companies. So it is again challenging, because they come with such a big R&D and research center. And when an Indian company comes in to that and tries to take away some market share and build also. So it was a big challenge, but we got a very good accomplishment for the first year, because our product was right, our sales team was good, and we could be able to drive the market very well.
So when you say your product is right, you have to attract people who've probably never used your product. So how do you go about attracting people who've never used a manufactured product?
Yes, so it's a very interesting story. We have taken a very different approach for this business. So now we are just not manufacturing and selling the product like any other company. We are also creating awareness. So we did launch our 9 movement program. It's called the 9 movement. The movement basically means that it's about educating and creating awareness in the rural part of India, where 70% of the population stays. So what we did, we made a whole lot of team who is going and working each and every hour of the day throughout 365 days in some schools, some villages, some institutions, some or the other. So our team is continuously working. We give workshops, we educate the do's and don'ts of periods, that it's not a taboo, because India, the periods are considered a big taboo. So we're trying to kill that social stigma, and we're trying to share that it is a very natural and biological process. So we, in the workshop, we have a video where we explain to the woman how to manage your periods, why it is so critical, how do you eat, what kind of exercises you should do, and even how to wear and apply a pad on a panty. Because when we talk about where 82% of the ladies are not using sanitary napkins, they don't even know how to use it. So our workshop is very much full of energy and full of new activities, which, you know, attracts the girls and women of that particular area. And they do listen. And then we go on with the free distribution of sanitary napkins. So we have a smaller package of a brand whom we go and circulate in the market, and we hand it over to them, so they experience it, and when they have a good experience, they go and buy from that retail outlet. So this is how we have built the 9 movement story. So that has really helped us address, get new customers, and to just serve them directly. And even when we do some activities, we make sure that around there, whatever the retail counters are there, that retail counters must be having our product. So when the next time the ladies goes and buy, she should get a product. So this is how we are addressing. So we call ourselves a business with a social cause, where we are a corporate, we are not an NGO, but we have come with a determination that yes, we have to drive this. And year 2022, which is India's 75th years of independence, we have made a goal and vision that by that time we would be able to bridge the gap between 82 and 18% of the ladies and take away some good market share in India.
That's a big challenge.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. The goals and vision should be big, then only you have to run for it. So we are trying to multiply fast. We are trying to add up lines very fast. We are trying to create a big infrastructure. We are launching in every state. So accordingly, when the goals are big, then you run for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I love the strategy of actually doing the education process and actually putting the product into the people's hands so that these girls and women can try it first before they have to buy it. Because I'm I'm understand, or it's my impression that there probably isn't a lot of income for making this purchase. So you have to see this as a really important thing to have. How have you kept your product cost down so it is affordable?
The product cost, in fact, I would just, before coming to that, I would like to answer your question that it's not an affordability issue. You know, it's just a mindset issue, I would say.
Okay.
Because it's just ₹25 Indian rupee, when we talk about ₹25 a packet, which has 7 pads. So it's almost ₹3 a pad, which is very, very less. And the same consumer is spending more than 100 times of that value in mobile phones, smartphones, internet, cosmetics, and a lot of other things. So it's not the affordability challenge, it's the mindset. It's the mindset of getting the right hygiene. You know, in India, the hygiene factor is not considered as more priority. You are ready to, with the same unhygienic practices, when you get ill and when you go to a doctor, a gyno, you are ready to spend so much of money for the consultancy fees and medicines. Then why not be careful from day one? So even our movement workshops do address this, and we strongly tell them that it's not a matter of affordability. It's just a matter of mindset.
So, okay.
Yeah, this is one thing. And then your second question was how we have made sure that product is good quality and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So that, we have bought the right technology, a very high speed line. So we get our overheads cost minimized. And it's a fully servo machine. So we product very good quality pads. We have chosen the right technology partner. And then we make sure that we have the best raw materials. We have the best bargainings from the suppliers. We get the good deal. And then we make sure that all our suppliers are up to very standard and standard industrial suppliers, basically. So they do, when you have the right product, the right raw material, the right technology, and you write at the good, you run it at the good efficiency and control the wastage, then you get the optimum production at the best price. And then we are also adding disposable bags, which none of the other company has done in India till now. I don't know about worldwide, but along with 7 pads, which is there in a packet, we give 7 disposable bags, which is 100% biodegradable. So this is one additional benefit with our product, that we provide disposable bags, and we have taken care of that disposable thing also.
Mm-hmm.
So we do insert, we give that a free insert in the packet, and we have made the packaging also very attractive. So we try to optimize our production. And again, with the production, we try to optimize that we get the maximum sales from a salesman so that all his energy and output is utilized. So everybody is running for targets and big and chasing the numbers. So we make sure that all our overheads and selling cost is minimized, and we are able to give good margins to the trade, the retailer, so that retailer also takes interest in selling our product. And then the main challenge is the distribution. Your distribution and your per stock, you know, I would say like the major distribution in India is such a big challenge. You have to serve each and every outlet directly. So if your product is available, then you make sure that yes, sales will automatically start happening.
Right. So you have a rather big growth plan through to 2022. Right. Tell me about your plan to scale up. How are you going to actually to manufacture enough pads for women in order to reach your target, to bridge that gap?
So we are definitely multiplying our lines. We started with one line, so then we bought second line. We ordered our second line in after even 3 months of our launch. And by today, we are already like running 2 lines. The second line is already more than 1.5 times more speed than the existing line. We have already ordered third line as well, which will be starting next year. So, you know, every year we are keep adding lines, and we are opening states. We are expanding our geographies. So definitely we have started with a smaller geography so that we initially get a response of the brand. And once we are sure that, yes, customers are well accepting it and things are going right, we are trying to multiply the lines, trying to increase the geography, trying to increase the sales team and push the product throughout and make sure it is available everywhere, be it the hills, lowland, deep interior villages, everywhere our distribution and product should be placed. But accordingly, we are managing everything.
That's Gaurav Bathmal, partner and director at Nine Sanitary Napkins. We had a really interesting conversation about the challenges this family-run company has run into in its 4 years of development as they researched the market, developed their product, recruited a team, and created their marketing for a product that is burdened with a social stigma in India. Next week on the show, we continue our conversation to look at how the company has improved their manufacturing processes, how they plan to expand their product offerings, and how they're actively erasing a social stigma by bringing to light the necessity of sanitary products to make it right for women in India. I hope you'll join us. Until then, please check out our Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook feeds and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and YouTube. Until next time, I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for listening to the Make It Right podcast.